Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you follow me on Instagram. I'm live daily at PBakerNYC, at PBakerNYC. Thank you guys for tuning in. As usual, we definitely appreciate it. We love you to make sure you share this with a friend. You know, share these episodes because we're trying to give as much information and some things connect with you that may connect with someone else as well. This episode, we're going to talk about where's the money coming from, you know? Billionaires, you know, we're looking at the billionaires, and I just put up some stats about how in 2017 and 2018, almost a million new millionaires were growing. United States has produced new millionaires productively and has gone up for the last 10 years. So that's crazy. So you have 950,000 between the years 2017 and 2018, which is almost a million people become millionaires. So, you know, there's 11.8 now out of 327 million people. So opportunity is there. And so we're going to talk about where the money's coming from. You know, what are the industries that are producing the billionaires? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that. But before we do, I just want to tell you guys, if you haven't had the opportunity to check out My Best Month Ever, that's my book that I put out. It's for entrepreneur-minded people that want to, you know, learn to network, learn to move around in business, whether you're in sales, you know, as a real estate agent, or car sales or whatever, or you have a business idea. This will give you foundation. If you have a business or you have an idea to go into business, this is going to give you foundation. It's great value. It's not a heavy read, and it's based on stories. There's a lot of stories I utilize to tell, you know, things that happen. So make sure you check it out. It's on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com, type in My Best Month Ever. You're going to see the red cover. If not, you can look on the CapitalCityPodcast.com website. Or go to my Instagram. The link is in the bio at PBakerNYC. So right now, we're going to get back into it. We're going to talk about where is this money coming from? Where are these new billionaires? Where are the billionaires? What industries they're in? Let's talk about that. Let's get into that. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I know you guys don't like talking about money. A lot of people don't even like listening. They don't want to hear. You know why? Because we're insecure about our own situation sometimes. We want to feel like we know. A lot of times we don't know. You know, I can tell you from my experience, things I was taught was about saving a dollar, not investing it, not taking the business or any of that. You know, so, you know, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid to talk about it. I know some people don't want to talk about it because they got that right now, but it's okay. We all go through it, right? We all go through whatever it is. It's reality. And you know what? Sitting down, listening to some information that might help you, you know, educate you on what's going on might take you to another level. I get direct messages all the time. People in my DM all the time asking me questions. I talk to people about different things because that's what I do. You know, I like sharing information. So that's why we're going to get into these top 10. We're going to get you motivated because you may go out there and you might start investing. You might start a business. You might shift gears into what you're doing and find a way to get yourself involved. Work for a company in one of these industries. I'm talking about industries. I'm not talking about specific companies. So you can look up what you like. You know, I'm talking about, I don't invest in everything. You know what I mean? I'm not investing in all of the different things that's there. So let's be clear with that. You know, it's just options and opportunities. And we're in a perfect space right now, like for people to become millionaires. I mean, I was giving out this information for a minute. Like I said, between 2017 and 2018, you had over almost 1 million new millionaires. Between 2017 and 2018, you had 950,000 new millionaires. There are 11.8 million millionaires in this country, United States. 327 million people out there. There's so much opportunity here. This opportunity out the yang. We got to take advantage of this, man. Like, for real, it's like when you do the numbers, And this is the market. Everything is open right now. I mean, when I say everything is open, you can make money off the internet. You can start a blog right now and just start and start making $100,000, $250,000 right now. If you consistent and do what you got to do and you learn the process, right? So you can, I mean, a lot of it is eliminating the middleman and things of that nature. It's just, it's opportunity out here. Let's just say that. So I'm going to go into the top 10. Top 10. Let's start it off with the number one. Number one is the giant. 41% of the cumulative wealth of billionaires are tied up into the number one, which is tech, media, and telecom. Telecommunications. And the biggest one is tech out of all of them. So that's Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Microsoft, Google, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, right? So he goes under the tech because they're using tech for the business. So they're the number one when it comes to everything. And like I said, they make up 41% of all of the, it's a huge chunk there. Cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, all of that is in there. And like I said, you can invest in these companies, learn about what's to invest in, what's the best options for you, or, you know, start something of your own. Maybe, you know, you might click something. Me personally, I don't, you know, I have, like, I invest in different things, and I haven't invested too much into the crypto. I'm not really into that, but I do get it. Some people I do know have made quite a few dollars off of it. A couple of guys that were really young, like in their early 20s, millionaires. So I don't know how they maintain, because that's not been consistent. It's not regulated, and I know about, you know, different ways that the market can be manipulated. So I get curious about how things work with that. So I'm still studying and learning and watching, because it's so new to me. I just learned about crypto about 2 years ago. So a lot of people that have been making a lot of money off it, they learned about it when it first dropped. So the number two, which was in 2018, was number four. I mean, 2017, I would say, was number four. So within 2 years, it has become number two, is real estate. Real estate is, and that's something I do want to get in, that I've been studying. That's steps that I'm going to go and go in that direction. And the reason why is because a lot of my clients that I meet on, you know, I meet in my passing is they're real estate developers, or they own complexes and they're renting. And the only thing I see that may be an issue is, you know, not being liquid all the time, not having that capital when you need to make bigger moves, because they're usually very leveraged. But overall, their asset and their net worth are usually up there. I have people that out of my clients that are worth $10, $15, $25 million, and I'm like, real estate. And then a lot of these stories started off, I bought my first house when I was this age and did this. And so it's opportunity for everybody to get involved. You can even get involved in it from so many different aspects, whether you're investing in a real estate company, you're investing in real estate personally, commercial, residential. I mean, there's so many different avenues that you can get in. That's why we're going to have someone come in and talk about that as well. Manufacturing is number three. And the only thing with manufacturing is, you know, you have to, if you're into cars, then that would be great, because probably like half of the top 10 companies and two of the top are all in the car manufacturers. Then you have electronic manufacturers, which Apple is electronic, for example, and engineering. So that's number three. Number four would be investments. Investments would be someone like Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, which is a conglomerate, a national. It's a conglomerate. They purchase businesses, they buy heavy shares, they invest heavy in these different companies. And you know, they take risks, you know, educated risks though, you know, because they're very reformed. There's a lot of information nowadays. So you can invest. I don't think you would invest. I think Warren Buffett's company stock is like 330 $1,000 a share or something like that. You know, something crazy like that. But you can check that out. His share for his company is so crazy, and it's very limited amount of shares you people can have, or they are even allowed in the company. So, but there are other company investment companies you can, or you can do investing in yourself on your own. Do a little research. It's up to you. Retail is number 5. That's the next one. So, you know, I don't know if Walmart is considered retail, but I do know that they do retail. They might be in the TMT area, but as you can see, like, you know, getting into retail can be beneficial. So I see a lot of people starting clothing lines now. That's a great idea. I always say, personally, like me personally, like I'm telling people all day, don't go into saturated markets. You know, I see a lot of people doing the clothing and everything, and it's cool. I get it. Like I see a lot of people going to the crypto and everything like that. And I get it. You know, you see and you have an idea and you have a dream. I would say if you go into the retail space, you know, find your niche. I had to drink some water. Find your niche and go with that and just be different. You know, whatever is true to you, let it be that. But be different, you know, because it's so much out here now with the retail. And now with the drop shipping, the drop ship stuff, where you don't even have to, you don't have to create the product anymore. The product is sold as they purchase it, it's created as they purchase it and delivered, and you're just basically marketing, branding. So it's just so open. The territory is so open. It's something I was looking at, was dealing with the dropship, but I definitely wasn't going to go into the clothing side, but more like bringing some products that I think will help people financially benefit. The next one is food and beverage. Sorry about that. The next one is food and beverage. Food and beverage is not your restaurant. It's not catering hall or the trucks on the corner. But what it is Mars, like M&M's, Sprite, you know, different food products, you know, whatever, you know, when you go to a supermarket, all that is, all those food and beverages, companies are making money. And a lot of times, a lot of these companies make multiple products. You can make potato chips, you know, but that's definitely an industry where you see billionaires. But I'm going to tell you one thing about food and beverage is, of all the top 10, right now that I'm going to drop to you, including tech, media, telecom, which is number 1, real estate, number 2, manufacturing, number 3, investment, number 4, retail, number 5, they're up 32% as far as new billionaires coming in from 2017 to now, right? And that's big. They're bringing in more. So there's opportunity. Make your candy bar, man. You know, make your soda. Whatever you want to make, food and beverage, package it and create it. That's definitely going to be a different space that other people aren't looking into. Financial services is next. So number 7 is financial services. Now, financial services is the field I'm in. And that's why I like talking about finance. I like talking about business. It's because something I talk about every day. I'm very involved and whatnot, and always trying to learn as much as possible. But this I know. So it's very broad. You have hedge funds, you have private equity, you have venture capitalists, which is kind of like it was backdoor in private equity. It was some part of private equity at one point, but now they found a niche for it. You have investment banking. You have insurance products like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett owns Geico, right? You know, his company is invested heavy in Geico, right? He also buys life insurance policies. Like, how crazy is that? They call it life settlement, where, you know, if you're a certain age, they can buy your life insurance policy. You got $1 million policy and it's going to have gains on it. And they give you a fraction of the cost. You know, maybe they give you like 30-40% of what it is. You get quick capital, cash, sometimes tax-free, sometimes not tax-free, depending. You need to talk to your accountant. I won't go into that, but it's still growing, and they just made that money. So by giving you 30%, they just kept 70% and just waited for the time. So that's the next is energy. Energy, I mean, it's not new, but to me, it's energy is changing, the direction we're going with energy, how we supply energy is changing, and investing into those markets. I mean, a lot of people have invested over the years, and some people have lost money because a lot of these companies were touch and go for a long time. But it's kind of fine. Like, you have Tusk, you know, who's created an electric car and things of that nature. So you have a lot of opportunity out there to look into things. Pharmaceuticals, number 9 is pharmaceuticals. This industry is not going anywhere. Only thing is, you may, if you're investing, I wouldn't say create a company that's selling pharmaceuticals. So, you know, unless you're getting into the legalized marijuana side, if you can, it's probably very expensive at this point. But investing in these companies, you know, you have to look at the track record, because sometimes everything, you know, could be experimental. But there's some companies that own the patents for a lot of drugs. That's going to be big, because the price of drugs is going to keep going up, up, and more up. The price of healthcare is probably one of the largest weights that we have on this country that's hurting people, and they're still trying to figure it out, and that may or may not affect the industry, but I don't know. They have strong lobbyists, so we'll see what happens. The last is metals and mining. You know, good old coal, diamonds, commodities, things of that nature, diamonds and gold, and, you know, metals and mining are probably... that actually, they are second to food and beverage as far as creating new billionaires, 31%. So food and beverage, so 63% of the new billionaires came from food and beverage and metal and mining. So keep that in mind. Like, these top 10, which I'll go through right now, tech, TMT, which is tech, media, telecommunications, real estate, number 2, manufacturing, investments, retail, food and beverage, financial services, energy, pharmaceuticals, and metals and mining. Those are the top 10. So the reason I tell you this is because I do want you guys to take the time to, like, do some research and see, because everything is not for everybody. And I would just say, just study the game a little bit. You know, don't start heavy. You know, like me, I go high risk, but I always tell people, don't start heavy. You know, if you save up $500, $1,000. And you start a little by little by little, you'll see the difference. It'll come over time. Just give it time. And you got to be able to, you have to be patient and let these things develop. You know, there's no get rich quick. Trust me, there's no get rich quick. Nothing's going to happen overnight. Just look at the stories. That's why I love hearing people's stories. I love listening to the stories of Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos. I love hearing the stories of celebrities. Just to see, you see where they start, and then you see where they are at the point that you meet them. It's just an amazing thing. So make sure you tune in to CapitalCityPodcast.com. Check out the Instagram. Follow me. You know, stay tuned. Stay connected. We're still running the $1 million challenge. Hashtag MDIN365. So follow me, you know, at PBakerNYC on Instagram. We're going to come up with an episode, because we're really going to break down the $1 million challenge soon. So I really want you guys to be up on it. That's coming up in a week or so. And we have a lot more in tune, but we want to thank you for coming out, checking us out. Appreciate you. Please press that share button, that like button, give a review. Just show me something to know that I'm doing a good thing and helping you guys out and educating you guys. Anything you want to know, you want to ask me, send me a message on the website or on Instagram. Send me a direct message, and I'll touch on those subjects. All right. Thank you again. Have a great one.